This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States is rolling out more sanctions after recent North Korean missile tests. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The United States is imposing new sanctions following North Korea's recent intercontinental ballistic missile tests. The U.S. Treasury Department announced restrictions Friday against three Russian-based entities involved in ongoing development of North Korea's military capabilities. The companies are Apollon, Zeal M, and RK Breitz. Additionally, two individuals, Apollon Director Alexander Andreevich Gayevoy and Zeal M Director Alexander Alexandrovich Chasovnikov, who also controls RK Breitz, will also be sanctioned. The Treasury Department noted a March 4th ballistic missile launch in announcing the sanctions. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The U.S. State Department says the current talks on returning to the international Iran nuclear deal are complex, but there is hope. At a news conference, State Department spokesman Ned Price said the hardest issues are the ones that remain, but he thinks a return to compliance is possible. The EU said earlier Friday that the talks it is chairing on the revival of the 2015 Iran nuclear accord must be paused days after fresh demands from Russia complicated the negotiations. EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell tweeted a pause in the Vienna talks is needed due to external factors. He added, a final text is essentially ready and on the table. The current round of negotiations started in late November between Britain, China, France, Germany, Iran, and Russia, with the U.S. taking part indirectly. The aim was to revive the 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, which began unraveling when former U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew from the deal in 2018.